Welcome to Brian Keane Fitness Podcast, where we talk everything fitness, nutrition, and mindset with your host, Brian Keane.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Brian Keane Fitness Podcast. We talk everything fitness, nutrition, and mindset to help you with your goals. Today's episode is going to focus on pushing past fat loss plateaus. So a plateau, a sticking point where you just can't seem to get your body fat any lower or get your weight any lower. It depends on the case. Weight isn't always your best indicator of progress. I normally prefer body fat or clothing or mirror or photos, especially if you're already lean. If you're overweight or obese, your scale is going to be a good indicator because it's a good way of tracking your progress. But for people that are already relatively lean, sometimes your weight isn't always your best indicator of progress, even though it can give you some idea, but it's not your best indicator, particularly for women, because it fluctuates depending on your time of the month, depending on your hormones. Even guys, when you're eating certain foods, certain sodium foods, certain preservatives, your free meals, different ingredients can bump up weight because of sodium retention and water retention in the body. So it's not always the best indicator of progress. But today's episode is going to focus on pushing past actual fat loss plateaus. For what that looks like for you may be different depending on where your weight is at, where your body fat is at, but it's going to be focused on pushing past a sticking point. So there are loads of different ways to push past a fat loss plateau. I'm going to talk in today's episode about my favorite ways, the ones that I implement myself, the ones that I use myself, and the ones that I use with people in my online program. That's not to say there's other systems that don't work. There are other systems that work. There are loads of different ways you can push past a plateau. Normally, any sort of switch up that moves your body out of whatever its regular system is going to give you a little bit of a spike in metabolism, which means that you should be able to push past a fat loss plateau that way. These ones that I'm going to offer today are just the ones that I know are safe for the body. You can do them short term, push past your plateau, and then go back to your normal routine. And there's lots of different things that you can add in. So, number one, my favorite way to push past a plateau is a manipulation of training. You can play with nutrition, and I'll talk about that later in the episode, but my number one go-to when I hit a fat loss plateau or my online clients hit a plateau is I change up the training parameters. For example, in my online program, on week 3 and week 6, I take all of the cardio out of the program and I add in finishers and bodyweight movements that are working in a high aerobic zone so that you're, you know, 80, 90, 95% of your maximum heart rate, which is like a high level fat burning zone. When you're in 70% of your max heart rate, your body is into its fat burning zone, quote unquote. So when you go even past that, it puts it into overdrive, basically. I also implement finishers that have a massive effect on tearing down fibers. So on top of getting your heart rate up, which is directly giving your body, allowing you to burn more fat for fuel and get your heart rate elevated, you're also going to be tearing more fibers, which means your metabolism will be elevated and you'll be able to burn more calories while at rest. So you're hitting it from both sides. In my online program, I do this on week 3 and week 6. The reason for this is after about 3 weeks of a program, possibly 4, you'll start to stagnate and your body will start to adapt to whatever program you're following. You can be following the best program in the world, but your body will start to adapt to it slightly after 3 or 4 weeks. So what I do in my online program, and this is to give a bit of context for anybody that's following their program or anybody that's listening to this that's in my program, that there's two ways that we shift so that doesn't happen and you don't plateau and stagnate. One is progressive overload, which is where you gradually increase the weight as you need to so you fail at the given rep range, which could change every week or every 2 weeks. And then the second is the finishers on week 3 and week 6. So all throughout the 6 weeks or the 12 weeks, if you're in phase 2, you're changing up something, changing up a parameter, changing up a weight, or changing up a system as in the finishers as opposed to cardio, which is going to move your body into a fat burning zone and keep it there as opposed to plateauing on week 3 or 4, which can happen with a lot of programs. And you'll see this, and you may be someone that was a victim of it when you start a great program, get really good results for the first week or two, body starts to change, and then you plateau by week 4, 5, 6, and you just stop changing. It's because your body becomes adaptive to it. Your muscle becomes adaptive and your metabolism becomes adaptive to whatever program you're doing. So you have to switch up something, you know, switch up the parameters, switch up the rest, switch up the weight, or switch up the style of cardio or finishers or whatever it is that you're switching to give your body a new state of muscle confusion. That's basically what stops you plateauing. In my program, it's a case of not allowing you to plateau as opposed to waiting until you get there and pushing you past. Like, I've been, you know, in the fitness industry for the last between training 15, 16 years. And I literally think I've tried every sort of system to push past a plateau. And I've always found the best way is to stop a plateau before you hit it, as opposed to getting there, hit the wall, and then trying to climb over it. That's been my approach, and that's what I built into my online program. It's because it's what's worked for me. The next thing that I find works really well is switching up a couple of things in your nutrition in order to push past the plateau. So all the tips that I'm offering, the switching up the parameters in training, the adding in finishers at the end, or switching up your rest, reps, or sets so your body has muscle confusion, you can do them in alignment with the nutritional strategy, or you can do one at a time, or you can save them, and when you hit a plateau again, you can implement the two of them together. I personally try and get a switch from training first and keep my nutrition very, very steady. I find when you get a nutritional strategy that works for you and is including foods that you enjoy, that your body works well off, and systems and carb timings and fat timings that work well for you, I generally try and double down on that and stick with that, because it's very easy to fall off on nutrition by changing up diets and changing into keto and changing into IFYM and changing into 80-20 and changing up different things to see what works. What my advice would be to trial different things, and what works for you, double down on that. You know, I work with the people in my online program to tweak the nutritional plan that's in our program and make sure that it's including foods that you enjoy, that fit into your lifestyle, so the timings work around your schedule, and then try and double down on that by adding in other foods or adding in other recipes as you go along. But once you've got the meal timings right, where your blood sugars are stable and you're using foods that work for your body and give you more energy so you can train at a higher level and you feel better, then it's doubling down on that. So, but that being said, there's a couple of things you can do in nutrition that's going to push you to another level that you could do for a week, 2 weeks, and then go back to your regular routine. So the first thing I do is dropping my carbohydrates very, very low. Depending on the type of person you are, and I've talked about this before, depending on how your body metabolizes carbs or depending on how your body metabolizes fats, some people are going to run better off one or the other. For example, I can drop my carbs really, really low, and as long as my fats stay high or moderate, I feel great. My energy level stays high, my brain function is good, and I just feel really, really good. My body drops off body fat and I get all the good stuff that comes with it. If I flip that though and go higher carb and low fat, I start to feel sluggish. You know, if I go too high carb for too many days and drop my fats, my brain starts to get a little bit slower and I feel a bit watery. So I know my body works better off fats. But that being said, there's people who are going to be the complete reverse of that. One of my closest friends, Paul, is the opposite. He can drop his fats to zero, and as long as his carbs are at 300 or 400 or 500 grams, he feels amazing. And if he flips that and drops his carbs low and bumps up his fat, he's very, very difficult to get his conversations out for the first few days because his brain just doesn't respond as quickly, because he's a very, very intelligent and quick guy, and it takes a couple of days of adapting. And I find the same thing happens to me when I drop my fats too low. That being said, regardless of your somatotype or genotype or the way you tend to process carbohydrates and fats, when you drop your carbohydrates low, you will push past a fat loss plateau, regardless of how your body metabolizes them. The only difference is, if you're a person that runs better off fats, you're going to feel better than somebody that runs off carbs. But having tested it with different people and having tested it with different clients that I've worked with, it works for nearly everybody. From the basic principle of your body tapping into fat stores, you've got your kind of glucose, glycogen, body fat as your three energy sources that your body will use. And your glucose is basically, simplifying it down, this is in my top 7 fat loss secrets. So if you haven't downloaded that free ebook, definitely head to the website or go to Facebook or YouTube and you can get that download. And it's got my 7 top fat loss tips, and I talk about this and the systems of glucose, glycogen, body fat. But in a simplified term, your glucose is the carbohydrates you've eaten that day, your glycogen is the carbohydrates or stored carbs you've eaten over the last 2-3 days, and then your body fat is the body fat that you can pull at. You've got your visceral and subcutaneous fat, your visceral fat that's over the organs, your subcutaneous fat that you can pull at. And you want to get into your fat stores as fast as possible. When you start to drop out your carbohydrates, assuming your calories are on point, so it doesn't matter if you're eating 10,000 calories, if you're eating way too many calories, this system doesn't apply. But assuming your calories are marked in, that you're slightly above your maintenance, or you're at your maintenance, or slightly below your maintenance, you want to drop your carbohydrates, which basically means your body will have no glucose to work from. It'll tap straight into any stored carbohydrate glycogen that you have. And even if you're going low carb for 3, 4, 5 days, it means your body's going to start running off its fat source or off its fat cells, which in theory sounds amazing. It sounds like you'll lose a lot of body fat quickly. The only flip side of it is you can drop your energy levels down. So it's important to make sure you get your supplements and different things on point here, and that you've got enough protein and amino acids. What can happen with some people, and this has happened with me, is if your protein is too high and your carbohydrates are low and your fats are moderate to low, your body will use what's called gluconeogenesis. It's basically where it breaks down its protein and uses that as a glucose source for your fuel, for your brain and for your body. You kind of want to avoid this because it's a lot of extra strain on the body to break down protein and use it as a glucose source. So my advice would be to play around with the actual foods you're using. Mix in a load of vegetables, unlimited green veg, you know, a little bit of complex carbohydrates, possibly one meal a day, and then keep your fats moderate to low so that that doesn't affect and your body can at least run off the fats you're eating as an energy source, so it's not breaking down the protein to use as its main energy source, which just basically means you have less protein for recovery and it's a lot of extra strain in your body. It can take away a lot of your energy because your body's using so much energy trying to break down protein as a glucose source. So my advice would be to load up on your green veg, keep your protein pretty moderate to high, and then your fats moderate to low, and then do that for a week, 10 days or even 2 weeks, where you keep your carbohydrates below say 30 grams or 50 grams, and you're doing that every day for a solid 7, 10 or 14 days, depending on, you know, how bad of a plateau you've hit or how long you've been at that plateau. What that does is it shifts your body into a completely different zone of using different energy sources, using its fat as its energy source, and it means that you're able to push past that plateau and release more fat from the cells and use it as a fuel source, which again pushes you past that wall. So the last thing then is, assuming that you are, you know, doing these individually or assuming you're doing them all together, you've got your training program where you're switching it up by progressively overloading, or you're adding in finishers, or you're doing something to switch up your training, and you've got your nutrition where you're decided you're doing 7 days or 10 days or 14 days where you're dropping your carbohydrates right down, the last thing then is going to be your supplements. If you are dropping your carbohydrates down, there's a couple of supplements that you can add in that is going to really support your body pushing past that plateau. I've talked in the past in previous episodes, and one of the main ones from my online program, I have different supplement sections in my online program. So depending on your goals, whether it's fat loss, muscle building, health, or sleep, there's different supplements depending on what your specific goals are. So my two favorite have always been green tea extract and L-carnitine tartrate. The reason being, green tea extract has a compound ECGC, which as long as that's at 45% or higher, will elevate your metabolism, which means that your body will burn more calories. And L-carnitine tartrate takes fat from the mitochondria and pushes it into the fat cells to be burnt as fuel. So it means that it will take the fat from the back of the queue and move it to the front, so you'll be able to burn through more body fat. And they work really, really well symbiotically. That being said, as a plateau push past, there's another two that I tend to like and add that I find works really, really well. I add in extra caffeine if I'm dropping my carbohydrates right back. And I do this for two reasons. One, caffeine is amazing as a fat burner because it increases lipolysis in the body, which basically means that it releases fat from the cells. And when you train, you can use those fat that have been freely released from the cells as an energy source. So it speeds up fat loss by using caffeine, particularly in a low carbohydrate state. You know, if you read any research or articles on the effect of lipolysis, you can see that it's heightened in a lower carbohydrate state. I've read the articles that support it. I've applied it. I've applied it with clients, and it's something that just shows up time and time again. So applied knowledge and scientific knowledge, that's the one that I found has really, really overlapped, and I'm a massive fan of. The other thing I add in then is L-tyrosine. I find that combination with caffeine works really, really well in terms of speeding up fat loss. Again, tyrosine's effect on the body is going to be down to its increase in lipolysis as well. So a very, very similar idea. But for some reason, caffeine and tyrosine, some reason that I still don't fully understand, work symbiotically and just tend to speed up the effect of fat loss more than caffeine by itself. I've tried it, you know, I'm 15, 16 years training. I tried everything while I was competing and when I was prepping as a fitness model, traveling the world and doing different shoots. I would experiment with different supplements and different strategies of nutrition in order to see what works best for my body. And I always found when I added tyrosine to the caffeine, my fat loss speeded up and improved, and it was more evident than just caffeine alone. So I generally add in tyrosine alongside my caffeine. Your dosage is going to be very much dependent on your individual tolerance. You know, caffeine particularly, I would have a play around with. Anywhere between 200 and 400 milligrams is normally a pretty solid amount of caffeine, but it really varies depending on your receptors. Caffeine runs off the beta 1 receptor, which is, if you think of it like a 2-liter bottle, when you cap out a 2-liter bottle and fill it up, you can't push past anymore. So if you max out your beta 1 receptor on caffeine, that's what happens when people build up a caffeine tolerance. Your body is now used to that level and you need more and more and more to get a hit. So what I generally find is I try and keep my caffeine low if I can, particularly around high carbohydrate or when I'm clean bulking or when my calories are above a surplus or above a maintenance. And then I use my caffeine in higher doses when I'm in a calorie deficit or trying to get my body fat down. And the same with online clients that I work with, because it gives you a better bang for your buck, because you get more energy even though your carbohydrates are down. So your workouts don't suffer even though you're in a lower carbohydrate. You've got less glucose, less glycogen, but your energy and your workouts aren't suffering. So I tend to hold my caffeine for that, and it works really, really well. So on top of it being a really potent fat burner, it could also improve your actual workouts, so you get the best bang for your buck both ways. The last thing then as well is I sometimes manipulate cardio. This isn't something that I do that often, and it's the reason that it's not in like my top three things that I'm talking about, is because it's the last thing I implement. And it's something I get asked a lot on Snapchat. So if you're not following my Snapchat, BrianK019, definitely follow me on there. All the questions for the podcast come in via the Snapchat. And also I open it up every day where people can ask me questions back and forth. It's my favorite platform at the minute. But people ask about the different cardio systems that I use. And my favorite fat loss plateau cardio system is amply named Stubborn Fat Loss Protocol 2.0. It's basically a combination of HIIT with low intensity cardio, finish with HIIT. And the idea is that you do it fasted in the morning. You know, you can take your caffeine and L-tyrosine or your L-carnitine and green tea extract, whatever combination you find works well for you. And then you go in, you do 5 to 10 minutes of a high intensity to start off your workout. So, you know, 30 second sprint, 30 second recovery on the bike or whatever that looks like for you. And then you do 30 to 40 minutes of low intensity steady state cardio, which is 70% of your max heart rate. So, you know, an incline walk on a treadmill or a light jog. And then you finish with a flat out HIIT 10 minutes, 30 second sprint, 30 second recovery, or again, whatever variation of HIIT you're doing. To keep it simple, we'll say the bike, treadmill, bike, where you're doing 10 minutes of HIIT on the bike, 30 minutes on the treadmill at a steady 70% pace, and 10 minutes finishing on the exercise bike with 30-30 HIIT. That, the idea of that is that you release your fat from the cells during the high intensity interval at the beginning. You take your stubborn fat as you're doing your low intensity cardio. And then by the time you've completely depleted, when you do the HIIT to finish the session, you're taking your stubborn fat loss. I applied this during my time competing. I'm not a massive fan of it now because it takes a lot of time out of your day. And for it to really work, you probably need to do your weight training session later on that day. So in terms of time consumption and actual adaptability to life, I'm not a massive fan because it doesn't fit in well. And I actually think you can get better progress by adding in things like finishers into your workout and manipulating your nutrition slightly. And I find that works so much better for me and it works so much better for people I work with. But that is another strategy. If you were at a dead end or at a wit's end with your fat loss plateau, you can add that into your morning as your cardio for a week, 7, 10, 14 days, and then do your weight training on top of it. That's another thing you can use. I personally don't use it anymore, but have used it in the past and it works. So it's why I'm including it. So I hope that helps. I know how frustrating it can be to get to your plateau on a fat loss and just not know how to push past to that next level. And it can be very, very frustrating and very, very demotivating to the point that you actually go back the other way because you're so frustrated. So I hope something in this episode landed with you and you're able to apply either the training tips or the nutrition tips or the supplement tips or the fat loss protocol at the end. And something there will help you push past that plateau so that you're able to go on to the next level and it moves that frustration back into progress. So hopefully that helps. So if you want more information on me, you can find my blog and you can sign up to my newsletter on www.briankeenfitness.com. You can find me on Snapchat on BrianK019. That's definitely my most used platform at the minute. I open it up every day for questions and answers back and forth. So it's my most interactive platform. I'm absolutely loving Snapchat. And you can find me on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook, all Brian Keen Fitness. A massive thank you to Cullum over at Voxonic for putting together the episode. Cullum does all my uploads, all the editing. So thank you, Cullum. And a massive thank you to everyone for downloading. By the time this episode goes out, I'm hoping we're on Stitcher on Android, because I know a lot of you are on Android phones, and we're crushing on iTunes. The feedback and the download numbers from iTunes has been insane. So thank you so much for everyone that's downloaded, who's recommended it to friends, who shared it on their Instagram. I've seen it shared in different episodes, tagged on Instagram on Brian Keen Fitness. So thank you so much. As I said before, and I haven't mentioned in a few episodes, is guys, if you weren't listening to this podcast, there would be no podcast. So I just want to say a massive thank you from me and everyone on my team for downloading, for sharing, for tagging, and for telling your friends. It means the absolute world to me that I can keep bringing these episodes out. So thank you, and we'll catch up to you guys soon. They can't get enough.